Hello, this is Jeff Gaudiosi, and welcome to the Blues Fix on MisplacedStraws.com, where music comes to life. And my guest is one of the top blues guitar players on the scene today. He's toured as part of Joe Bonamassa's band, he's recorded as a member of the Fabulous Thunderbirds, and he's about to release his sixth solo record called My Blues Pathway. Please welcome Kirk Fletcher. Welcome, Kirk.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here.
Well, and let's start with the new record on My Blues Pathway. Comes out on September 25th. And first off, who's on the record with you? Who's in your band on it?
Well, I have Travis Carlton on bass, and I have Dave Kidda on drums on the majority of the songs, longtime friend, and Lamar Carter's on a few songs, and Jeff Babko. And I have Joe Sublett on saxophone, and also Mark Kenner on trumpet. And myself, we have a good time.
And the record, I really like it. It's a great mix of original material and covers, but the covers are really interesting because you didn't go for the obvious choices with the artists you picked. And I think it really does show your pathway in the blues. Talk a little bit about the decision process in picking which songs you covered on this piece.
Well, I wanted to try and pick, there's so many that, you know, picking cover songs is almost as difficult as writing songs because there's so many, you know, I almost have a whole blues lifetime of, you know, songs and different things. So I kind of wanted to go with a little bit lesser known blues artists to cover some of their songs. And I wanted to try and lyrically pick songs that meant something to me and said some kind of a message in a certain way, such as, you know, Rather Fight Than Switch, talking about my love for the blues and how I don't want to conform, you know, it's kind of a funny, humorous way of saying it, you know. And also, Life Gave Me a Dirty Deal is just, you know, basically people that always, you know, smile, go on, they might be, you know, hurting inside. You never know. I mean, you think of the comedian Robin Williams.
Exactly.
You know, or something like that. So, that was a really direct approach, and I just love Juke Boy Bonner. So those songs just really resonated with me.
And I think it also resonates with the listener because, you know, just speaking for myself, some songs I was somewhat familiar with, but others made me kind of go back and find the original versions or find other versions. And, you know, in doing something like that, you kind of pick up people that, you know, I wasn't aware of before. So it's really cool the way you set that up.
Thank you.
And, you know, kind of looking back through your career a bit, we mentioned how you spent some time in Joe Bonamassa's band during the Muddy Wolf and Three Kings eras. And, you know, Joe's a well-oiled touring machine. What did you learn playing alongside him and those top-notch musicians each night?
Well, it was fantastic. I've played definitely with other people, you know, on that, you know, bigger, that big level, like that of touring and buses and big places and stuff. But it was, the one thing that was really amazing was playing, like, blues music, you know, in those bigger venues. And the guy, the lead, the front guy being a friend of mine. So that was a very relaxed type situation, you know. It wasn't demanding at all because I was playing the music that I played for most of my life, you know. So when they called me to do the gig, when they gave me the song list, I knew more than half the songs already.
Right.
So I'm like, wow, this is one time where, you know, the preparation will be like, you know, a few days compared to like a month of preparation. You know, so it was fantastic, you know. He treated me really well.
And the records that came out of that, you know, the Muddy Wolf and the Live at the Greek was the Three Kings one. I mean, you guys are on fire. I mean, you could tell how much each of you is enjoying playing those songs.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. It was so fun. Because we had done a, you know, for the Three Kings, I mean, the Three Kings, we had done like a tour. You know, we had tours. So by the time we got to the Greek, we were ready, you know.
And one of the big turning points in your career was hooking up with the legendary Kim Wilson. You not only played on his Grammy-nominated Smoke and Joint album, but eventually became part of the Fabulous Thunderbirds. What impact did that introduction to Texas blues have on a kid from California?
Well, you know, when I first started with Kim, I played in the solo band, and really, I kind of see Kim Wilson as like sort of two different artists. I mean, Kim Wilson is the consummate front man, and he's really has a lot of Chicago blues in his playing, mm-hmm. especially in his solo work. It's so much Chicago. And, you know, the Texas thing, definitely, you know, I had studied that stuff before, actually, I ever met him. But really, the Texas thing, I really didn't think about it that much. It was just another part of my DNA, too, you know, was to play that style. But when I really think about Texas blues, I really think about, like, you know, say, Blind Lemon Jefferson, Lightning Hopkins, T-Bone Walker, and stuff mm-hmm. like that. You know, I really developed in liking that stuff and really being involved in that era of Texas blues, because I come out of the Stevie Ray Vaughan, you know, and all of that, and the Fabulous Thunderbirds,
right.
and things like that. So by the time I got to Kim, you know, I had already played in like all the Chicago blues with him, you know, like before. So it was kind of a little bit, it was just different. You know, we played like a lot of rock and roll in the T-Birds. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, we still done some Chicago blues, and then we done some more like Texas stuff that put them on the map. So it was just a real big combination of all those things, you know.
And it's funny hearing you talk about Kim like that with that Chicago background, because listening to your stuff, especially this album, you know, with the horns and all that, it kind of brings in that Chicago sound, but you still sort of have that underlying, you know, Texas Strat sound on a couple of the songs.
Yeah,
too. So you can really hear how it influenced you.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and then I got the D for Denny on there, mm-hmm. and that's a tribute to Denny Freeman, you know, and Texas blues, amazing Texas mm-hmm. blues guitar player. So, yeah, absolutely. I just really wanted to play the Strat and get back to sort of this thing that got me fired up about blues in the first place, you know. Yeah.
And speaking of the Thunderbirds, I mean, you stepped into some pretty big shoes, you know.
Of course, oh, my God.
You know, legendary Jimmy Vaughn, but people like Duke Robillard, Phil.
Absolutely.
Did you feel like you had room to add your style to it, or were you like, I got to play these songs like people remember them?
Well, I definitely felt that I had to play the parts and things like people remember them on the hits and things like that. But there's a lot of room in Kim Wilson's either band to do your own thing. And luckily, I was coming out of playing with Charlie Musselwhite, and I really started to mm-hmm. develop my sound with Charlie Musselwhite. So it was kind of a good timing, you know,
mm-hmm.
to, like, join the T-Birds, you know. So I felt like I did need to play those songs, you know, pretty authentically, you know, the parts and things, because that's what people want to hear, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it was fun because I was a fan of the music.
Right. Yeah, and we mentioned earlier, this is your sixth solo record, five studio and the one live. It took a few records for you before you really started finding your voice and taking over the vocals. What was the trepidation you had about singing on your own material?
I never even thought about it, really. I just wanted to try and be the best accompanist, the best guitar player I could be, you know, just the most desirable meaning to play with a lot of people, because I've always wanted to just play with, you know, a lot of different artists, you know, and learn what makes their music mm-hmm. tick, and kind of like this endless search. So I didn't really even give it much thought. I just wanted to be good at that, you know, just
right.
being an accompanist. So after a while, you know, after years, you just go, hey, I kind of want to do my own thing. I want to write my own songs. I want to be my own man. I want to have my own band, you know, because mm-hmm. it was difficult in L.A. to, like, play gigs and keep it going, because, you know, like, if a lead singer or the front man of a band wants to take off, or he doesn't want to do certain gigs, or he doesn't want to be mm-hmm. on the road all the time, and I'm a younger man, I want to be on the road, mm-hmm. it's just kind of like, okay, maybe it's time for me to start thinking about, you know, doing this myself, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Almost out of necessity.
Right. Sometimes you just have to.
Yeah.
And as great as records are, I mean, the blues is a format that's meant to be played live. Do you, for one part, do you enjoy the touring process? And then also, are you nervous about putting a record out now that you can't immediately tour behind?
Well, you know, it's interesting because, like, I think about touring behind a record and everything, and that's definitely important. But I feel that we're in a time when we need new music, and everybody's at home. So what better time to come out with some new music? I mean, it's like, I think people are listening. You know, I post videos and do things like that, and it's, really well-received kind of. So I think everybody's kind of like listening to maybe more music than they would normally listen to, you know. So I definitely think putting out the music is, you know, a good choice to do. You know, we'll just have to wait it out for the touring to when we can tour. But with my time, I'm listening to a lot of music. I'm just learning a lot and learning about social media and doing things in the soulful way I can, you know. Yeah.
And, you know, and speaking of social media, you put up a lot of instructional videos and teaching videos, too, on your website and on YouTube. Do you enjoy that process of teaching what you've learned over the years?
Well, you know, it's crazy because I had to find out how to do this for me. I had to find out my own personal way to do it. And I've always been one, I'm sort of an improviser. I like to do things really at the spur of the moment. So I figured the best way for me to do it is just to post every day, just turn the camera on and talk about whatever comes to mind, that kind of thing. So I'm still kind of getting that improvisation out, and I'm still, like, enlightening people on the things that I've loved and I've learned over my career. You know, so in a way, it's kind of still doing what I love to do, just in a different way. Since I can't go out and play in front of people, I can still talk about the things that I love. And to me, that's really fun. So I don't know if I'm so much a teacher as I am just trying to share my story, kind of.
Yeah.
You know, so that I found happiness in, you know.
And, again, people can find, you have all those videos up. You have some on your website. You have some on YouTube. They're short. They're fun. They're informative. I was getting into them this week.
Oh, thanks.
And yeah, I know, you know, My Blues Pathway isn't the only new music you have coming out. I know that you've also contributed to a version of I Can't Quit You, Baby, on the upcoming William Shatner blues record.
That's right.
Did you actually meet William Shatner when you recorded this, or was it all done remotely?
Yeah. I hope to. I done it when I was in L.A. I done the session when I was in L.A. for it. And I like to do that. When I'm working with other people, I like to kind of hear what the vocal is first and play it to their vocal. So it actually is very comfortable for me to do it that way. The vocal was already there, so it's really cool.
So, again, we've been spending some time here with Kirk Fletcher. The record is called My Blues Pathway. It's out everywhere on September 25th. I've been listening to it. It's a great record, a lot of different styles. You'll discover a lot of music that you may not have been familiar with before. And hopefully when the world clears up, we can catch you on the road sometime soon.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, Kirk, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure meeting you. Best of luck with the record, and hope we get to talk again soon.
Absolutely. Thank you for your time.
Anytime.
All righty. Take care. Bye-bye.